From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Imam, an Islamic State finance minister also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says Imam's death was part of the coalition plan to defeat the Islamic State militants.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgium prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris, suspected of plotting a new attack. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attack.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
A senior U.S. official confirms that two Americans were among the more than 30 people killed in Brussels. An investigation into two prominent Egyptian activists has renewed concerns about the ability of human rights groups to operate under the Sisi government in Egypt. Hossam Bagat and Gamal Eid are banned from traveling abroad or assessing their assets until April 30th hearing to decide if they illegally accept foreign funding. This is VOA News. In Iraq, at least 29 people were killed, 60 others wounded. It happened Friday when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a soccer stadium south of Baghdad. No one's claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around the Iraqi capital. Also in Iraq, Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protest if Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi does not enact government reforms to address corruption and cronyism within the government. Sadr's followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced in February. Christians around the world observe Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. Robert Berker reporting now from Jerusalem on the commemorations there held amid tight security after recent violence.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying big wooden crosses. They made their way through the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, singing hymns and reading scripture as they visited the 14 stations of the cross. It was a sparse turnout this year in the wake of 6 months of violence. Jerusalem has been the focal point of a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police and soldiers were out in force. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Tens of thousands of Rolling Stones fans streamed into Havana, Cuba's sports complex for a free concert Friday night. Stones arrived in Havana Thursday just 2 days after President Obama ended his historic visit to Cuba. Stones lead singer Mick Jagger spoke with reporters about the Obama visit to Cuba.
I think he made a very good impression here.
Great frontman.
Yes, and he made a very good impression. He said some very interesting things, and he was very charming, and we're very pleased to be here after him.
For many years, the Rolling Stones' music was banned in Cuba because it was thought to be subversive. And Earth is not the only planet in the solar system with northern lights, according to a new study. Jupiter, it turns out, has a similar phenomenon. Researchers say it is the first time Jupiter's aurora borealis has been examined thanks to a giant solar storm that hit the planet.
That's the latest world news from VOA.